Andy Roberts and Lou Terry here for a special podcast. I know I say special podcast every single time.
Without fail.
Without fail, but this really is special because we have live here in the studio, or in fact, Colchester Arts Centre, Lou Terry, who has come all the way from London. And Lou has been specially commissioned to write a piece called the Joe Allard Commission, and Anthony Roberts, Director of the Arts Centre. Could you explain why we've commissioned Lou?
Well, let's talk about Joe, first of all, shall we? Joe Allard.
Okay.
So Joe was one of our board members and served on the Arts Centre board for about 30 years. And during that time, his contribution was unstintingly enthusiastic, mostly about everything, every ridiculous idea I had. So that's at a board meeting.
And you had lots of them.
I did, yeah. If I was to say, I don't know, let's paint the tower luminous green, Nigel Hildreth would say, well, what are we doing that for and how much is it going to cost? Which are fairly kind of like reasonable questions. But Joe would say, when do we start? And that kind of like wanton enthusiasm and support. It's you need someone in the board to be able to do that.
So when I've been like that as well.
The kind of pause said it all, really, didn't it? into that space. So when he passed away, we thought the best way to remember him, to keep a bit of Joe in the building, was to invite people with no strings at all to create new work, to give them £1,000. The only condition is that they come and perform it at the venue, and then we get together and listen to some nice new work and tip our hats to Joe Allard. So that's where we got to. And we're really excited this year because it's Chris Allard, Joe's son, Sanai, his widow, and myself that get together and we have a meal and we discuss some ideas. And it's Chris's idea to invite you to do this, Lou. And I think it's a fabulous choice.
So, Lou, when did you first hear about the fact you've been selected to do this very coveted commission?
Chris gave me an email. And I was delighted because it's the first kind of properly paid piece of music I've ever been asked to write.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Good.
Gives me hope. When you say
we'll take that away, we'll snuff that out, Lou. Don't worry.
I mean, I'm surprised about that because although you are young, and I'd say 23. I remember you. You've been
over the hill.
Yeah, basically you've been going for sort of, I think, 10 years at least, because I remember watching you perform in Wivenhoe, back then you had quite a, you know, the large sort of following, so you must have been back then, you know, whatever it was, 13, 14.
Yeah.
So you did start very young,
didn't
you? Yeah. And, you know, when you started, you were performing, you were writing songs, you know, in your early teens, is that right?
Yeah, I think I started writing... Well, actually, yeah, we had a band in primary school, actually.
Mills?
No, it was Broom Grove.
Oh, Broom Grove.
But, yeah, the first sort of proper song I wrote, I think, was... I would have been 12. It was Backstabber, and it was about my best friend.
I see.
So what was his name?
No names.
Okay.
But it, you know, it's actually...
Oh, we're all good now. We're all good
well,
now.
Well, you say that.
It is in the great tradition of
double dealing swine.
Bob Dylan.
He's not getting the commission.
Bob Dylan's sort of like pointing the finger. And, yeah. You know, what was that? You've got a lot of nerve to say you're my
nerve,
friend.
Yeah.
What was that called?
Positively Fortified.
Thank you. So it was in that.
It was a version of Positively Fortified.
Were you influenced by Dylan, by the way?
Yeah. Not at the very beginning, but maybe from about 15 or so.
Yeah.
Massively, yeah.
You know, Backstabber is still there. I was looking at it on YouTube this very morning.
Oh, yeah.
Is it the one where I'm
the
doing
smile
it live?
On your face.
Not that one.
All right.
No.
It's not the one where I do it live, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I know that one. I'm really young in that one. I don't think that's on my YouTube channel, so I can't do anything.
It's not on your YouTube channel.
No, no. At the beginning of it, I do a massive... I think I've got a cold, and I do a massive sniff before, it's really bad.
It gives the wrong impression.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not what you think it is.
Is it cocaine to do with anything to do with this?
I was trying to imply I was implying it without saying it.
Yeah.
So, when you did these thousands and thousands of views of that, and it was a famous song within Wivenhoe, certainly, and but you were big in Wivenhoe, and now you're in London, and you know, I've seen you at various gigs, but I hadn't realised this is your very first commission.
Yeah.
Given that, how did you set about doing it? Because I suppose if Anthony calls you or Chris calls you and says, you know, could you do it? You know, what goes through your mind? What do you think? How do you go about composing it?
It was with difficulty at first because, yeah, I've never written a long piece of music more than, you know, about 6 minutes or so.
Yeah.
I wanted to write like one big piece of music for the second half. So I've kind of written a long song, which I found difficulty doing because it's not something, the song as a structure I don't find necessarily lends itself to that to that length. So I had to try and find other ways of making it interesting. One of the issues was the same person singing for the whole time is quite difficult. So I've put in lots of bits where there's no singing and recorded other voices and stuff.
Because it's not just going to be you. It's going to be other musicians.
It actually came at a really nice time because I'm just putting a new band together, and I've also been working on a bunch of new recordings.
Yes.
I'm not going to say album because I don't know if it's going to be an album, but there's 11 songs, so it could maybe be an album.
Yeah.
But so I've been working on those with a load of musicians, actually. It's been really nice. That came at a good time because I'm asking some of those people to play on this commission.
Because you're doing a music course at in London.
Yeah.
And you're near to completion with that?
Last year of it.
Ah, right. Yeah. And so it'd be amazing to come out of it with it. You've got a commission from the Colchester Arts Centre, an album.
Yeah,
That would be fantastic. Is the commission going to be on the album?
No, I don't think so. I haven't recorded any of the stuff on it, but I probably will record it in the future.
And some of the themes I was reading to do with things like isolation, connecting, that kind of thing. Is that? True to say that the music is based on those kind of themes.
Yeah, the commission pieces and most of the songs actually, all of the songs in the second half of it are gonna be. They're all kind of about people close to me that have. It's about disasters brewing.
Don't have any cheerful songs.
I'm
only joking. That's what people always say.
Some
that to
fast
me.
Ones.
People always say that to me. I'm only joking. No, because I think
some of them are.
That's the best. That's the best kind of music, from Leonard Cohen. Who, by the way, we've got a night of sort of tribute to Leonard Cohen coming after you, your commission, haven't we? Who's that again?
Keith James.
Keith James. That's right. Yeah. All the best music is based on a kind of melancholy, sadness, and reflection. In my view, anyway. But at the same time, could you give us maybe a sense or a flavour of how the commission's going? We've got your guitar.
We have.
And
it's in my lap.
It's on your lap. And are you able to just give us a sort of taste of what the commission is?
Yeah, I'll play the first, how the commission starts.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Falling back, I know I have no reason not to trust that every inch of you is trying to help me. Still, I know I will ignore you, knowing this. Still, I have no reason to dissect the words that you so see how wrong I know I am. I my own time. Stupid brain, stupid brain, stupid brain. Stupid brain, stupid brain, stupid brain.
I loved it so much that, but in a previous life, I used to cover the golf.
Oh, right.
Right. Now, bear with me. Okay.
When Sam I went Torrance.
No. When I used to follow, I used to go and cover like Tiger Woods in his prime. Right. He's like a genius. Okay. And I always used to say we could, as a reporter, I could get inside the rope and I could be as close to Tiger Woods or a golfing great or Rory McLeod or people like that as I am to you now, and we're sitting so close to you,
yeah,
we're watching a kind of genius in action, and I'm really, you know, feeling sort of privileged to be in this position, because you don't actually, if you were performing on stage, we don't go up on stage and put our chairs next to you and we go,
we're all a little bit kind of wowed out by that, it's so amazingly
brilliant, and yeah. And I just want to say it's 7th of January,
yeah.
And the admission is free.
Pay what you can afford.
Pay what you can afford. Yeah. But I was also seeing here that you'll be joined by Seth Evans,
mm-hmm.
Sam, I'm not sure how to pronounce.
Bouchoir.
Johnny Poole.
Yeah.
And Malachi. And this is...
Malachi,
yeah. Sorry.
Sign us your best.
Yes. On cello.
Yeah.
So you've got a cellist... a drummer, bassist, and someone synth.
Yeah, Keys and
so,
synth.
No banjo.
Might have some circuit bending as well from Charlie Lone on a track or two.
Because obviously you're playing solo there acoustically, and to be honest, that's my kind of thing. That's, you know, I just want to hear all the time. But you'll be playing this with a band. What you've just been playing to us, or will you be playing parts of it by yourself?
This will be with the band.
Oh, this will be with the band, yeah. So in a way, this is the first and perhaps only time that people can hear it being played just as a solo acoustic thing.
Guess so, yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Amazing.
So, okay. January the 7th, yep. This is... How many commissions have there been over the years? Because I'm trying to think...
I think this is the 4th.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Great. And... And I just have to endorse the fact that I was on the board for many years, and Joe Allard amazing person to be on the board with, and I think he himself would be delighted, wouldn't he?
He'd be absolutely thrilled. It's just the best way to remember Joe with brilliant work.
Absolutely. Yeah. Great tribute to him. So thank you very, very much to Lou Terry.
Thanks very much for having me.
Thank you.
Very nice.
And thanks, Anthony Roberts. And once again, thank you, Stafford, who has been...
mute.
Has been mute all the way through, but... Mm. I'm sure you also enjoyed that great performance.
Very much, yeah.
Okay, and happy Christmas, everybody.